first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
We made it. We made it to Election Day 2022, November 8th, 2022. How long have we been talking about the midterms? Well, a very long time. And boy, oh boy, as soon as Labor Day happened, all of a sudden, it's as if it was a hop, skip, and a jump to the middle, to the midterms. So if you have not voted, please go out and vote. Especially if you're in your right mind, especially if you haven't believed this alternate universe that the left has tried to push down our throats, that life is grand under the presidential potted plant. Life is not so grand. We've got a person sitting in the White House who said that he spoke to the inventor of insulin, who won a Nobel Prize and who died before Joe Biden was born. We've got a person sitting in the White House who, on the one hand, tells us he's going to shut down coal-fired plants, and on the other, he says that the reason that they're not in operation is because it's not secure. We've got a person in the White House and his party who would like to pass him off as somebody who is able to serve, even if we disagreed with his policies, that he is fit to serve. When he spoke about one of his fellow Democrats who died, don't have her name right handy, and a couple days later, he's asking where she is in the audience. We are supposed to pretend that none of that happened. We're supposed to pretend, according to careening into the abyss, Karine, the current press secretary, my friend Vic Porcelli does an episode called Every Thursday, right before I come on with him, careening into the abyss. She tells us that we shouldn't matter. We shouldn't be concerned. We should not believe our lying eyes, really, about anything that they're asking us to believe. They really do insult our intelligence to suggest that all is well in the universe with the Democrats in complete and total control in Washington, D.C. Don't let them tell you that it's all the Republicans' fault since, well, the Republicans have no real much power in Washington, D.C., but yet they keep blaming Republicans for all of their failed policies. This is right out of the leftist, radical leftist playbook. That being said, I want to let you know we're going to do some special things today on Spouting Off. We're going to let two great talk show hosts come in and talk to us about what's going on. They're going to spout off not only about the midterm elections across the country, but especially about New Hampshire. I have been remiss now that we're doing this show Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern. I have been remiss. Yes, people know I don't live in New Hampshire, but I am proud as punch to be on WSMN in Nashua, New Hampshire, and have that be our flagship station for the show that we do, where other stations all around the country, various ones, take our show after the fact, sometimes even live. So in this first segment, if you'd like to call in and tell us what you think about what might happen in the midterms, I'm not much for predictions, but you will hear later how I am certainly hoping and praying for good results tonight, but I also am hoping that Keith Hansen and our other special guest, Elsa Kurt, will pump up my enthusiasm. I don't believe that when people lie, cheat, and steal, they suddenly decide not to. I'm seeing lots and lots of very disturbing information that's coming out on Election Day or right before. We are used to it by now. The Department of Justice, for example, is going to monitor certain areas, certain polling places, because they're saying that people are being prevented from voting. You know what that means? It means they never, ever, ever protect our votes, our rights to vote, or our votes of conservatives, Republicans, or anyone who disagrees. They only protect the rights of their radical left, whom they answer to, or who answer to them. It always only goes one way. That being said, I'm very honest on this program and tell you that I'm a little bit in dread of what's going to happen tonight, but that means all the more that we must vote. We must vote and counteract any of the shenanigans that could, might, or would be happening. We're going to talk to Keith Hansen after the break, and we're going to talk to Elsa Kurt after that, see what they have to say. I am hoping and praying that, that we will be celebrating. The only way we can do that, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to get out and vote if you haven't already. And don't believe anything the media tells you. I don't. Even don't believe me. I'm in the media. I do commentary. We do opinion here. And what we believe in, what I believe in more than anything else, is your right to question, your right to disagree, your right to say, oh, that's poppycock. Nothing in any of those things I just listed is a threat to, quote, democracy. In fact, if you cannot disagree, if there's only one way to think, to believe, to speak, then you don't have a democracy or a republic. That being said, I'm going to use the last couple of minutes of this segment. We will be welcoming your friend and mine, Keith Hansen, right after the break. And you know him because he has been a regular. He's filled in for me, and I love talking to Keith Hansen. What I want to do just a little bit is to alert you, if you would, if I may, to my latest article at my website, KarenCataline.com. And you know, this is right up my alley, because we will be talking about the elections for the rest of the program after our break. I want to encourage you, if you would, to go to my website, KarenCataline.com. The article on the front page, under articles and op-eds, the title is Their Behavior Indicts Them. Yes, Their Behavior Indicts Them. Now, this is all about a few things. About telling the truth about what we know instead of what they're telling us we're supposed to believe. We were told, for example, that there could never be dedicated socialists in our government, certainly not enough who would sell out our country to foreign powers. They would never deliberately enact policies to weaken and destroy America, to make it more ripe for communism. That could never happen, we were told. We were just paranoid. We were just conspiracy theorists. We were just radicals. Welcome to 2022 America. That's what we are watching today. What bugs me just a little bit on this midterm election day are people on both sides of the aisle who pretend that none of that is happening. They pretend that we don't have a monopoly of power in Washington, D.C., and an administration, whomever, that's who I call them, the whomevers who are directing that administration, who have not turned on their own people. But in fact, For the most part, they have. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, what could it possibly mean that this administration shut down our own ability to produce our own energy? What could it mean that this administration is at war with your right and mine to defend ourselves, a God-given right in the Constitution, one of the Bill of Rights, while they create rights that don't exist, like a right to abortion? Nothing in the Constitution says you have a right to an abortion, but it does say states' rights have a right to regulate possibly such things. Now, they want you to believe abortion, abortion. They are obsessed with abortion this election cycle. They had hoped that they would run on only that and make people forget about the skyrocketing inflation, unbelievable economic and physical uncertainty, opening our borders, opening our prisons, and generally running roughshod over yours and my God-given rights. They would like us to forget all that and simply be obsessed with abortion. I don't care what your opinion about abortion is. I think it is a gateway drug for people who disrespect human life, but that's another story. If they want to run on the repeal of Roe v. Wade when they also mischaracterize that as being that they have outlawed abortion, which it didn't, they're willing to lie, ladies and gentlemen. They're willing to tell you that all is well in the world. So my article talks a little bit about, even peripherally, the con job that we have been living through, the excuse for shutting down our liberties known as COVID, 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 and all the things that crossed them into a Rubicon, if you will. They expect us to believe. I was looking at a notice. I'm sorry, got distracted. They expect us to believe that all is well in the world. We must take a break right now, and we'll have Keith Hansen. By the way, Elsa Kurt lives in Connecticut, and we'll have her take on Connecticut in the second segment. I'll get this together. When we come back, we'll have Keith Hansen. Karen Cataline, a little discombobulated here on Election Day, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret? is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. I had a sip of coffee, and I'm raring to go. We're going to dive right in to New Hampshire and Vermont politics with our next guest, absolutely well-known to everybody at WSMN. His name is Keith Hansen. He was dubbed the voice of common sense conservatism in New Hampshire and Vermont. Keith is the host of The Keith Hansen Show. He's an active entrepreneur and business owner, a professional trainer in a wide variety of subjects and disciplines, certified life coach, avid public speaker, and a talented chef. You can find him at The Real Keith Hansen on Twitter. It's Real Keith Hansen on Twitter, and he joins us right now. Hi, Keith. Welcome to Election Day 2022.
Oh, Karen, great to be with you. How are you?
It's been a long time since I've talked to you. You sound great. I'm going to just let you give us the overview here. I've been reading up on Balduk. Everybody's pulling for him, and that story is making national news. How are you feeling this election day, and what do we need to be watching for?
Well, it's Balduk, General Don Balduk. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's just broadcasting in New Hampshire. We got to get that name right because he's a force to be reckoned with. You know, I really think that there is a significant likelihood that the Republican ticket here could sweep across the board. I mean, the polls are so tight, right? Polls. I mean, obviously, the opinion polls that are out there, not the polls that are coming in, because they haven't started to tabulate those yet. And I would caution people, don't pay attention to what the polls tell you, because those are always massageable numbers. In fact, I was jokingly saying to somebody else, if you really want good election coverage, tune into MSNBC. They'll tell you what Democrats have won the election hours before the polls even close. So, it's all speculation until we actually start to get the numbers back and see what's happening. But I think, for the Senate race here, Don Balduk versus Maggie Hassan, there's a very, very good chance that Balduk will take this. As will Carolyn Leavitt, facing off against Chris Pappas, incumbent Democrats congressman for Congressional District 1 in the Granite State, and then Robert Burns, who's going up against Annie Custer in Congressional District 2. So, I mean, this could be a trifecta win here for Republicans.
Well, that would be phenomenal and terrific. I have heard people and pundits that I talk to mention New Hampshire, especially Balduk, and the fact that apparently, and I'd love for you to enlighten us further, or enlighten me anyway, apparently the Democrats infused themselves in the primaries thinking that Balduk would be the easiest to beat, and this might actually backfire. Isn't that right?
You're absolutely correct, actually. I think it's really a classic case of be careful what you wish for, because the Democrat Party nationally, and certainly the Democrat Party in New Hampshire, spent, collectively, nationally, there were tens of millions of dollars that were spent to prop up candidates. And people talk about election interference. There's a perfect example of this, that the Democrats were spending money propping up candidates that they thought were going to be easily beatable. And now it looks as though an awful lot of those candidates that were propped up with Democrat dollars could actually wind up defeating the Democrats themselves. So, I mean, listen, all's fair in love, war, and politics. And wouldn't that be absolutely poetic to get unseated by somebody that your party meddled in the primary to ensure that they would win, thinking that you would have an easier time beating them? It really is poetic.
Yeah. Keith, and what's that say about the Democrats who have absolutely nothing to run on and how insecure they are that they have to manipulate their opponents? This is what they always do. We know that they've done it for years. They want to decide who to run against. What does that say about their own confidence in their message and in their ability to win without stacking the deck?
Well, I think it's a perfect example of the fact that Democrats, they must lie and cheat and steal and manipulate. And I think Rahm Emanuel said it best after Donald Trump won the presidential election, that Democrats have to stop worrying about being right and just worry about winning. And and we see this, that Democrats, they don't respect the rule of law. They have no respect for the rule of law. It's their agenda, uber alles, their agenda over everything, and they will do whatever they need to do to ensure a victory for themselves. And so if that means meddling in an election, and I love it when people say, there's no malfeasance with elections. Yes, there are, because Democrats have spent money propping up Republican candidates. So that way specifically the candidates that they felt would be an easier kill for them. So they absolutely do. They play games, but they'll chalk this up at the end of the day to, well, this is simply the business of politics. And again, they're morally bankrupt individuals.
Glad. Go ahead. Sorry, you weren't done.
No, and I'm just thinking how any critically thinking individual, if you have your analytical framework intact and you have an iota of common sense, how anybody in good conscience, in their right mind, could identify with this morally bankrupt political party? They are an obscenity. But their name tells us everything. They are Democrats. They want democracy. Democracy is mob rule without the filter of law. That's you. I mean, you get exactly. Von Goethe said it best. Show me with whom you associate, and I'll tell you who you are. Give me the name of your political party, and I'll tell you what you're about. It's amazing how something so simple escapes people. Democrats want democracy, mob rule without the benefit of law. Republicans want a republic that is majority will filtered through the Constitution to protect the rights of the people in the minority.
With all respect, Keith, I'm not sure that the Democrats of today, the radical Democrats that control the radical left that controls the Democrat Party, I'm not sure they really want democracy anymore, because if they can cheat enough, and I'm so glad you brought up the elephant in the living room, cheating, if they can cheat enough, they don't need to care what the public thinks. They've been governing as if they don't care what the public thinks for quite some years now. And that's what worries me, is the kind of shenanigans we are already watching.
Yeah. That's exactly why the founding fathers were so opposed to democracies. That's why the word democracy doesn't appear in any of our founding documents. And that's also why Aristotle and his six forms of government identified democracies as perverse forms of government, because they will always be utilized by the controlling group to devolve into tyranny. And this is something that we're seeing right now with today's Democrat Party. It's exactly what they want. They recognize that the vast majority of their voter base, and Hillary Clinton came out and actually said this, that the average Democrat voter is stupid and they're easy to manipulate. Yeah. And so the Democrat Party today relies upon the stupidity of its voting base to ensure that they continue to be voted for and thus have the majority. And if they have their way, the rule of law goes right out the window. We see that
Right.
We see the way that the Democrat Party has ignored the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We see exactly how states that have Democrat control are vowing to find loopholes to circumvent the Supreme Court's ruling in the Braun decision over the summer. But yet again, they will turn around and they will make accusations towards the Republican Party. And I've said this a million times, and it bears repeating, that whenever a Democrat makes an accusation, you can take it to the bank that it is a twisted, projected confession.
Well, one of the talk shows that I do a regular gig with, he calls it Etstoit, hashtag Etstoit, E-T-S-T-O-I-T, which is everything they say, the opposite is true. If they're threatening, if they're pointing the finger at Republicans, they're getting ready. Well, case in point, Keith, how about when Biden accused Republicans, who, by the way, have no power in Washington, D.C., as ready to crash the economy on purpose? That was a prediction of what they are planning and going to try to do. Where am I wrong? Are you there? Did we lose Keith? I think
yeah,
we lost
I see we did.
Keith.
I'm going to call him back.
Okay, very good. You see, I should have just let him go on and not offered or interrupted, and then I think we would have had him. We will get him back, Keith Hansen, and we'll let him. We've got about 5-6 minutes before the end of the segment, and we'll let him wrap up because I have never, in all the time that I have known Keith Hansen, seen him at a loss for words. He isn't. Keith, are you there?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Okay.
You go right ahead. We've got, it is so great to talk to you. Unfortunately, a couple times when you came on, I wasn't able to hear you. It is so refreshing to hear your voice and to hear it on election day. I've got about less than 5 minutes. I want you to sort of complete what do you want to leave us with as we watch election returns tonight and bite our fingernails. I know I will be.
Yeah, well, it is a nail biter for sure, and there's a lot at stake. But I think the one thing we really need to focus on is making sure that we continue. First of all, get out and vote. If you haven't gotten out to vote or if you're making excuses about it, stop making excuses. Get off your ass. Get out of your Barco lounger. Go out and do your civic duty here and vote. That's the bottom line. And, you know, and I mean, question everything. You know, Biden stands up and very sanctimoniously lectures people about accepting the election outcomes. I say question everything. That is the foundation of our government, is questioning things. Everybody should question the integrity. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents, everybody should question the integrity of the process by which our elected officials are selected. And notice I didn't say leaders. I said elected officials, because that's what they are.
Right.
They're not leaders. They are representatives. They are elected to represent our best interests and to give us a voice, to be that proxy voice in legislative bodies that we do not have direct access to. That's what we need to focus on. And we also need to focus on the integrity of that process and question everything. Absolutely. The second thing is, you know, I mean, you look at what do I think is going to happen here? Well, you know, listen, there's so many issues that are at stake right now. All of those kitchen table topics that people talk about when they come together with family and friends, the economy and drugs and border security and everything else. And I find it absolutely telling that the central theme of this midterm election is abortion and Social Security. That this, This is all that they have. They can't run on the economy because the Biden administration and the Democrat Party has taken a vibrant economy and put it on a 45-degree direct impact with the ground crash-and-burn trajectory. The border is worse than it has ever been, ever. Drug cartels are making, you know, 1,000 percentage point profit increases because of the policy. Biden's down there in Arizona, 200 miles from the border, doesn't even bother to make a visit to the border. You would think that would be an important thing to do, but no, they're too busy propping up brain-dead Democrats. And when I say brain-dead, the first person that comes to mind is the babbling John Fetterman. There's so many issues.
Katie Hobbs, who won't even debate her opponent in Arizona.
Right. Well, and that's something that I forecasted years ago, Karen. When you study postmodernism, in the postmodern movement, which is really where a lot of the political philosophies that are seen today have come from, they don't believe in debating because when you debate, you validate the person's argument. You validate your opponent. And I forecasted this back before the 2016 election. I said, you're going to come very soon. You will see a day where the Democrats are just going to flat out refuse to debate opponents because they don't want to validate those individuals. That's what the argument would be. We know that the bottom line is they're not going to debate these people. They're not going to debate their Republican opponents because they have no ground to stand on. Everything. This is a Democrat majority. Democrat president, Democrat House, Democrat Senate. And we've seen in 18 short months how Democrats could screw up a cup of coffee.
Keith Hansen, listen, I want to leave time. We got about a minute less than to have you tell everybody where they can hear your warm, velvety tones and commentary. Please tell us, because people want to know where they can hear more of Keith Hansen.
Well, from a broadcast standpoint, I've been on hiatus for a couple of months now because my training schedule, the other hat that I wear, has just been so absolutely out straight. But I will be doing election night coverage. I'll be anchoring election night coverage tonight for Right America Media. So you can check that out at ramtv.live. That's ramtv.live. And I think my archives are still up. You can check them on iTunes, Spreaker, just Google search.
Oh, they are. I found a bunch.
They're still up. And I think Real Keith Hansen at Twitter. You can watch me troll progressives. That's always fun. Twitter's an interesting playground now that Elon Musk took it over.
Very good. You have a great show tonight. Election coverage on ramtv.live. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Keith.
Likewise, Karen. God bless. Be well.
You too. We're going to be back with Elsa Kurt. Listen, after this, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
I was asking God through prayer, seeking a good news source. I believe he showed me the Epic Times. I deliver the mail and came across an issue. The front page intrigued me and I subscribed. Now I cut out articles and give them to friends and family. I leave old issues at the library and around my community. We read it to our kids and love the positive messages in each article. So why do I think everyone should read the Epic Times? Because they're bringing back traditional values to this great country.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off here on our flagship station, 1590 AM, WSMN and 95.3 FM, Nashua, New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die State. It's election day. If you have not gone out to vote, please do. If you're worried, as I am, about election shenanigans, one of the best ways that you can counteract that is to make sure you get out and vote. We need all the votes we can possibly get to counteract. We have to win by such a big margin that that whatever shenanigans the other side takes, it won't matter. That's unfortunately the reality that we have today. And I am delighted to welcome an incredibly impressive woman. You may have heard her on November 1st when I was gone, and you'll have an opportunity to listen to her host this show again a week from today, where I have some family business I need to take care of. And she is a lifelong patriot and a longtime police wife. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your service. Elsa Kurt has channeled her fierce love and passion for defending the defenders of her blue family in her show. She's a correspondent, a media personality for Right America Media, and law enforcement wife. Today, as well as regular co-host on the Kevin Allen Show. She's written numerous books. Welcome to the family, Life Behind the Thin Blue Line. She has been called the must-have survival guide, the book has, for new law enforcement spouses. She also has written 25 fiction books, wow, and created 3 merchandise lines. Boy, I'm definitely falling down on the job here. Elsa Kurt joins us here on Spouting Off. Welcome. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I appreciate that. What a beautiful introduction there. I love it. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. And we love and respect the thin blue line around here. Boy, have police and their families been sustaining a beating. But we want to talk about the election. I know you hail from Connecticut. Tell us your, general to the specific thoughts on this election day, what you're expecting to see in Connecticut and across the country.
Sure, absolutely. I want to echo what you said, first of all, that, we keep hearing about the red wave, the red wave, the red wave. And yes, I believe that. I hope that. I have my fingers crossed for that. But we have to make that happen. So I get a little anxious. I'm afraid that people are going to sit back and say, oh, well, we've got this. We're good. They don't need my vote. We absolutely 100% need every single red vote out there. Because exactly why you said, we're seeing over in Maricopa County going on right now, things are happening and we have to make it so overwhelming that they can't even cheat, or no matter how hard they try to cheat or are cheating, the numbers will surpass their devious means. Connecticut's tough. It's a blue state. You know, it's not fun being me or any other Republican or conservative in this state. We you know, as a whole, we do vote blue. Not me, of course. But yeah, so we'll see. You know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I did my part. I went out and voted. We all went out and voted, and praying right now, basically.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I'm with you. When we have every right to question the integrity of our elections, it doesn't threaten, quote, democracy. And Keith Hansen gave us a treatise, which is very important, on the difference between democracies and a republic. But the Democrats really don't believe in any form of democracy. They seem, the radical left, to be pushing a tyrannical government that has only my way or the highway. I wanted to ask you, are there any races, first in Connecticut and other places we can talk about, where you think there is a possibility? Even in New York City, where I used to live some years ago, people are thinking that Lee Zeldin might actually have a possibility. This would be astonishingly great to unseat the Kathy Hochul, who makes Andrew Cuomo look conservative. So, well, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I am hopeful and I'm skeptical. And, you know, it's really unfortunate to have that mindset when we hear about so many voters. There are so many people that are saying that, you know, the tide is going to turn. Lee Zeldin, it's looking like a strong possibility. But, you know, our level of trust here with our system, you know, we know that they like to cheat, and we know that they're incredibly nervous right now. They are scared right now. And, you know, I was laughing. I was making a video the other day and I was saying, you know, I was going to make a comparison between, you know, Democrats and Republicans and how we try and get people to go out and vote. And, you know, all I could think of is really that, you know, Republicans will go out and tell you to vote. They'll just say, get out there and vote. And Democrats will tell you how to vote. You know, go do this. You know, you know, I can't fathom, you know, I sit here and I can't fathom how or why at this point in time anyone would vote Democrat right now. It just, everything that's happening, it blows my mind. But, you know, obviously, here we are.
Well, and I'm already hearing, and this is the reason to make sure and vote if you haven't, I'm hearing that the Department of Justice is now going out and monitoring, of course, Republican districts, claiming that they want to protect people, that there's voter suppression, which is a secret code voter suppression for they're not letting us cheat as much as we want. ABC reports Republicans should expect their leads to crumble completely in a red mirage as mail-in ballot dumps are counted. How many times have we watched this before? They're winning, and then suddenly they either stop counting the votes or they all of a sudden they keep counting ballots until they win. And so a lot of us are nervous about that. Your thoughts? Elsa Kurt.
Yeah. I am equally nervous and anxious about it. And, you know, I'm like pre-angry. I'm pre-angry.
I like that. I have to steal that one.
Because,
pre-angry.
You know, because you see it happening. You see it happening, how they do it. And I am hopeful. I don't like to give in too hard to my skepticism. I do love that over in Florida there, they told the DOJ to where they could go. And it's not Florida.
Which is what you gotta do.
Yeah,
it's a warmer place. It's a warmer place than even Florida in July, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and that is what we have to do. You know, we're ladies here, so I like to talk about some of the more emotional, softer, not so soft issues about this. Did you ever, Elsa, think we would live to see a time in which We truly do believe that the government has turned on its own people. That's a broad question for you to hit out of the park.
Yeah, no, sure. No, and I can, you know, the easy answer, the fast answer is no. I never really believed that we would see a day like this in the United States. You know, historically, history of other countries, you know, will tell us, of course, to be wary and to always be mindful. You know, Ronald Reagan told us that a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
What was I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of, you know, the seven most dangerous words is
yes.
something to the effect of, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help,
and
or something
I'm here
along
to help.
Those lines.
Right.
Yeah, don't count what I just said. I don't even know if that was seven words or not.
I'm from
you know
the government
means.
And I'm here to help. I think
there you go.
What it was.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, and I agree with that. And, you know, it's been a scary thing to witness how easily and how quickly the American people, who should know better, because we know history, we all took history, well, the real history, not the one that they're trying to teach the kids now, but we should have known better. You know, we really should have known better. And I've said it before, the liberals have played the long game for a very, yeah. very long time. And, you know, they've had these plans in motion for way longer than we've been paying attention. So we're playing a big game of catch up right now. I think that's my opinion.
Yeah. And that ain't hunts or anything else catch up. It's really unpretty out there for sure. We've
yeah.
got a couple of minutes. I'm looking at your website, just fascinated by the amount of multitasking you seem capable of doing here. talk about your show and about you do a show for writers. So talk about that a little bit. And we're going to take a little detour from the election coverage, because there's going to be a lot of it at Write America Media this evening and other places. So go ahead and tell us about some of what you do. Enough about elections.
So
talk
so,
about
you
yourself.
Know, I'm sure I'd love to. Well, as you can see by the website, I never have a bored moment in my life. I'm always busy doing something or other. I figured if I have one podcast, I might as well have two. Everything started with writing for me. I was an author before I started doing any of the other things that I do now. And so I wanted to, as an extension of that, just to stay within that, I wanted to help my fellow authors. Aspiring authors, really, and new authors who were struggling with this whole process and this whole journey. And as you know, the author's market is saturated. You know, there's the millions and millions of us. So it's really hard to stand out. And I thought, you know, this would be a nice thing to do to help out new and aspiring authors. So that's that show. It's called the Writers Tribe Talk Show. And I invite authors to come on and talk about their books and their experience and their process, as well as like industry insiders. And it's a lot of fun. I like it's a little bit of giving back in my mind to give back to the author community. That was always
That's
so great,
great
to me.
That's great.
And yeah, and the other podcast, the Elsa Kurt Show, started, you know, as you know, primarily a pro police support, law enforcement, first responders, you know, kind of a support thing for them to help get the word out about all of the good things that are about law enforcement and the men and women behind those, behind the badges, really, and to help them navigate their journeys throughout, you know, all the difficulties that come along with it. And it's kind of evolved, but that's still the core for me.
Yeah. Elsa, say a word, if you would, for those of us who love and respect law enforcement and the sheepdogs and their families that are drawn to protecting, defending innocent life, innocent citizens. Just say a word, if you would, for those of us who don't know what it's been like
yeah.
for you since the Democrats have turned on the, what I like to say is that the arsonists are in charge of the fire brigade and they're going after mm-hmm. the fire brigade instead of the criminals making law enforcement criminals. I mean, I'd like to have you say a word about that.
Thank you. I'm happy to. You know, first and foremost, I want to say that we as Lushman families, spouses, partners, we see you. We see the people, the true community out there that are in support. You know, we talk so much about those negative ones that are against us, particularly Democrats and the state in particular, have done, the Democrat leaders in the state have done nothing but harm to our law enforcement. But we just lost two officers. They were ambushed, and the outpouring of love and support for the law enforcement community in our town and state has been so heartwarming. It's brought me to tears. I can't even tell you how many times. So that's the biggest thing I want to say to the listeners, that we see you and we are so profoundly grateful for the outpouring of support when the chips are down, so to speak. I mean, we'd love to see that year round all the time. And yeah, it's just so much gratitude right now for the good people out there that are letting us know.
And we have seen firsthand, unfortunately, what happens when you have a radical America-hating ideology that says we need to take money away and defund the police. There's only one side of the aisle that has supported that, regardless of how much Joe Biden said that was a Republican idea. That is as preposterous is that Joe Biden is calling all the shots in Washington, D.C. The truth of the matter is that everyone is less safe wherever they have defunded the police, and we are seeing crime skyrocket, and it has been a huge issue in this election, and it should be. We got about 30 seconds or so, and I'd love to give you the floor. What do you want to leave people with? And then you'll be joining us and filling in for me a week from today, next Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. You know, just to reiterate, to say it again, thank you all so much that are out there supporting and showing your love and support for law enforcement and us as the family members. We're profoundly grateful. Keep doing that, please, and fight back. You know, so many people say that, you know, in private, that they're supporters and we've got your back, but they're afraid to say things out loud in public. We need everybody to stand up and be bold and be brave and be louder than the voices of hate. And we will change the world that way. And also change the world with your vote today, right now. Start. Get out there.
We're
and vote,
all
please.
Going to. You can be with me while I close out the show, Elsa Kurt. We are going
Thank
to
you.
Pray that honest elections will prevail and the will of the people will prevail tonight all over this country. Thanks, Elsa Kurt, for joining us. Thanks to everybody who makes Spouting Off possible. And we'll be back on Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, to talk about the election results.